24 was on last night. Gotta love the 24. Did you ever get into this show?
No.
So don't say yeah.
I said yeah sarcastically.
Oh, fine. They keep on, it seems like they have so much filler in these episodes, and they're using relationships a lot to do that. And that's kind of the problem with 24, because there's great plot lines, but they're trying to do 24 episodes about a whole day. You know what I mean? So they have to put a lot of filler in there, and it's one of the things you have to put up with, is this weird relationship thing they've been doing. We have Doyle and Nadia, who are, remember their little love triangle with Milo? Is like, who's she going to pick between the two? And then luckily, Milo got his brains blown out. And it's gone now. Doyle hasn't found that out until right here.
How many casualties did you sustain?
One. Milo Pressman.
Are you okay?
No.
I know, he's laying it on pretty thick. Oh, he's dead? How are you doing? I really like this line right here.
The man is a sociopath.
Tom, he is a sociopath. She's right about that.
Yeah. She's right. This guy would suck to have as a boss.
Frankly, Ms. Yasser, I don't particularly care what you think.
Excuse me?
This incident represents a serious breach in your security protocols, one that resulted in the loss of a number of CTU personnel. Obviously, mistakes were made, errors in judgment. Not the least of which was my accepting Bill Buchanan's recommendation to leave someone with your limited experience in charge. So, can I count on your full cooperation or not?
I never said otherwise.
Super.
Super. The vice president really kind of bugs me. The way he talks, he's this very gravelly voice, Jerry Ann. And it's kind of hard to understand what he's saying sometimes, because he's so... Here, just check this out.
Bishop, forward those emails to the Russians and they'll back off.
Forward those emails.
Yeah, forward those emails, Mr. President. Get that on. Mr. Vice President, I'm sorry, he hasn't officially taken over yet. And then they even make him, Mr., like... You know, oh, my relationship, oh, my girlfriend cheated on me and all that.
At the same time, Lisa was with Bishop. She and I were in a relationship as well.
Oh. You like that voice? Is that getting you going? Getting you hot?
A little.
Yeah. And he's talking to his advisor. She's trying to console him a little bit.
I think you're being a little hard on yourself. You and Lisa were both single, and there's no way you could know what she was doing behind your back.
It's a question of judgment.
It's a question. I think she would have been a lot more convincing to him if she would have talked in his frequency range. I don't know if he can hear pitches that high. So I thought I'd help her out a little bit.
Okay.
And make her a little bit more intelligible to the vice president.
I think you're being a little hard on yourself. You and Lisa were both single, and there's no way you could know what she was doing behind your back.
It's a question of judgment.
Much better. He can hear in that range, the other one. Okay. Lame? Lame? Okay. And then here's the intense line of the night, courtesy Jack Bauer, of course. And you can tell, listen to the end of this clip, they're really milking it, you know, trying to get the time all panned out, everything has to run on time and everything, it's just a bit much.
Jack! CTU is a team on the way to secure the Earth.
You need to let them know my father's still involved in this.
Your father's involved with the Chinese, why?
I don't know. I'll ask him when I find him.
A bit much. What do you think?
Yeah.